Welcome to the Mr. Real to Real podcast with Mike Kell Stevens, where I keep it all the way real to real.
My adrenaline, I will not lose. Battlefield certified, I done paid dues.
My adrenaline, my drive non-stop. Street game, battle test, spread my name, block the block.
My adrenaline, rise to the top. Cornbread champion, cream of the crop.
My adrenaline pushes me around the clock. Get dough, smoke, throw, swagged out, top notch.
Let's go, 2023. I am here to blow the podcast game out the frame. Everything I speak, go to the gram, the top, the tube, and check my receipts. I'm cashing in 25 years, blood, sweat, tears. I went from mug shots to head shots. I'm talking about Supermax to set. Yes, 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 yes. Season 1, episode 4, Mr. Real to Real podcast, the realest podcast of 2023. We are here. It is going down. At the 1 month mark, we are at 500 downloads right now. We're doing this. I'm excited. Thank you, everybody. I'm loving the comments, loving the reviews. Man, this is amazing right now. So today is actually Wednesday, March 29th, and I'm doing episode 4, season 1, which actually covers March 24th through the 31st. So we have our folder for the 24th through the 31st, and this show is going to be like every other one of them, lit. One of the most amazing untold stories that has happened with one of the most legendary rap groups ever. From the Dirty Dirty, they're going to get talked about. We're going to go into my construction on this episode because right now, the Phillips Arena renovation was heavy right now. Like, we had just started. I just graduated from, for those of you that didn't tune in since the first episode, I graduated from Construction Ready on March 2nd. And I immediately started at the Phillips Arena, which was with Turner Construction. And this episode actually covers a lot because it really started ramping up. This is the week where the work started really ramping up heavy. And we're going to talk about my documentary. This is when I just got my documentary inside of my hand, when I shot the Mr. Real to Real autobio doc. It was a lot going on March 21st through March 31st. And you know, the Mr. Real to Real podcast deals with my chronicles. It deals with my just goes through my keepsake, so I stay on track with that. So to say all that, I also ran into a few reviews and comments about me getting personal on my last episode. Well, how can I be your podcaster and you just expect me to just give you business? Come on, like, you got to know my personal. Like, that's part of us being fam, because we are fam. Everybody on the Mr. Real to Real podcast, I'm pouring my heart out to you weekly. I'm giving you my chronicles to inspire you. I'm giving you my blueprint to show you how to get it done. Like, this show is about inspiration. Just like one of the big homies told me, he said, bro, you selling hope. He said, you selling straight hope. And I was like, wow, I appreciate that. And I'm just pushing the envelope. You know what I mean? So, yes, the Mr. Real to Real podcast deals with, again, the whole format to my show to crush all the shows is to keep it 100. And I have 25 years of working hard, and I'm showing my receipts, and I'm talking about my receipts. So everybody can have one. You know, you can have your own podcast. Bring it. What is your last 25 years bringing to the table? Because I'm showing you mine every week. I'm bringing mine every week. So you bring yours, and let's do this. But again, so those of you that tuned in episode 3, again, know that I got personal and I went into my personal life. And I mentioned some things in episode 3, and we're going to get around to all that in this episode. So episode 4 is going to be really, 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 really exciting and really juicy and all those things. And I also want to give a shout out to my man, A Real to Real Stamp. I got to give a shout out to one of my actor buddies. My man, Brandon Fobbs. Yo, B Fobbs, that's my guy. Like, I want to give a real to real shout out, because in this episode, we're going to talk about, I did a project with them called Nameless. And Nameless was with my man, Jaquan DeLeon. Jaquan De Leon. It was his project. I worked with Q from The Blind Side. It was really, really a dope indie. It was like a little short. It was a short. It was called Nameless. And it was about six bullets inside of a gun. And we're going to cover that project. But I want to give my man Brandon a shout out. He played Fruit on The Wire, actually. He was on The Wire. He played the character Fruit. And he's an actor. His name is Brandon. He's official, bro. He be showing love. It's just, I love dudes that keep it 100, because a lot of these dudes in this business, you know, we come from different walks of life, different avenues, and some people you meet in this business, man, they be flexing, and that's not the real flex. Like, yo, chill, play your position, do you, I do me, and everybody just be all right. But some dudes be playing out of bounds. I don't know, they flex, be kind of like off, and that's not cool. So, but B's one of them dudes. That's official. He keeps it 100. He knows the goons, and the goons know, and it is what it is. It is what it is. But that's the biggest flex of 2023, is just keeping it real. And that's what I'm doing right here on the Mr. Real The Real podcast. I'm keeping it real all the way around the boards. Everything is 100. So, again, like I said, got personal on the last episode, but we're going to get back on track. And I'm going to keep you posted with everything, and I'm going to keep you going with me every step of the way. So let's pop off this episode right now. So I want to get into one of the biggest untold stories and one of the greatest credits that it's a really, really good credit. So I worked on this job. I'm always on Actors Access, always on LA Cast, and they changed it to Casting Network now. So I saw this job that said NBA. It was an NBA promo job. So it was like a commercial. It was just like this promo for the NBA. So I submitted, and I got booked. And I want to give a shout out. Rest in peace to casting director Belinda Bumpus. Oh man, that was a queen bee. Let's just take a moment, man. This is crazy. Last episode, I had to talk about Lance. This episode, speaking about this NBA promo job, man. Let's take a second. Belinda Bumpus, let's have a moment of silence for Belinda Bumpus, please. Thank you. Belinda, rest in peace, queen. Yo, Belinda was a casting director. It's funny, untold story. When I first moved to L.A., I lived in the Crenshaw District. And I was on Buckingham Exposition, which was right by Rodeo and Crenshaw. So my local Ralph's was on Rodeo and Crenshaw. So I saw Queen Latifah there one time. I was like, yo, Queen, what up? She was like, yo, what up? And it was like, you know, one of them. And then I also saw Belinda Bumpus there one day. And one day she saw me, like, and I caught her out there, and she was low key. She had like the hoodie on. I was like, yo, B. She was like, yo, how you know that was? It was a hilarious moment. And I never forget that, Belinda Bumpus. And I'll give a shout out to her family. Yeah, she got some cool people. She's from West Virginia. And she's official. So casting director Belinda Bumpus, shout out to you. And so now I get cast for this through Belinda for this NBA promo. So when I get to the Nokia Center, it was in downtown LA. It was at the Nokia. I don't even know if the Nokia Center is still there. I'm not even sure, but I think they moved it. But the Nokia Center was there, and I think this job, 2012. This job was in 2012. So I get to the NBA promo, and guess who are the artists? The group. I get to set. And I said, no, this cannot be true. I'm not working with the almighty Goody M.O.B. I was like, Goody Mob is in the building. No, not Cujo, not T-Mo. No, it's not going down right now. You are not telling me I'm seeing Gip. I'm seeing T-Mo. I'm seeing Cujo. And I'm seeing C-Lo. Now, here's what y'all don't know. Some of y'all tuning in for the first time, I'm going to clue you in. Your man, Mr. Real The Real, the best, realest podcaster of 2023, I am 52 years old. So 5 plus 2 is 7. It's 2023. That's 7. But here's the story. I'm official Dirty South. Like, I'm Dirty South for real, for real. Like, my mom moved me down south to get me out of New York, to keep me out of trouble. And one of the things, moving to Columbia, South Carolina, we used to go to Atlanta all the time just to take care of business, to hang out. This is old school Atlanta. This is like first Freakneeks Atlanta. This is Goody Mob's first album days Atlanta. So I already knew who Goody. I was pumping the first album, like, faithfully, like, man, come on. Like, Goody M.O.B. is them dudes. So to be on set with the almighty Goody M.O.B. was just amazing. So now, I introduced myself to them. I was dropping names. I was dropping when I seen them in concerts. So they was all like, yeah, you official. It was ATL. We had a ball. We had a ball, like, just kicking it. So now we go to shoot the scene. So something happened. We was doing a few scenes, and this is going to be one of the illest untold stories. I mean, I know each episode I keep y'all untold stories, but this one is going to blow you away. So now we on set. We doing the scene. They on concert. They performing. We like the Fanatics and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, after like a few scenes, I don't know what happened, but I just saw them coming towards me. And I say them, I'm talking about, like, I think it was Timo, it was Cujo, and it was like one of their boys and one of their goons. And they came over to me and was like, yo, man, where's it at? And I'm like, where's it at? Like, what you talking about? Where's it at? What's going on? And they was like, bro, stop playing. Like, yo, Timo, yo, goon, goon, for real, Timo was on my head. He was ready to get busy. So here's what happened. Cujo lost a diamond. I don't know how it happened. It came off. I don't know what happened. I don't know why they thought I had it. I don't know what happened. So I gave them the ultimate, bro, I'm Dirty South to the death. I'm official Dirty Dirty. I'm more Dirty Dirty than I am NYC, because people don't know, I was raised in New York, but I was molded in the South. So the South taught me a lot of life lessons, from going to prison to dealing with street shit. You know, a lot of things took off in the South that really made me the warrior, the soldier, the guerrilla. Like, everything that I am, I owe it to the South. I mean, that's just truth. Like, that's facts all day. I got to give it up. Like, New York was real good for me, but when I moved down South at 15, 16... Yo, I was in the pen by 18, and it was real. Like, I was doing my first prison sentence at the age of 18. Like, that was my 18th birthday, going to do 6 years. Word. So it's like, yo, South Carolina, like, you know, smack me around. So anyway, I'm telling them, yo, bro, I'm dirty to the death. I would never violate. Like, I done seen it. And it was just like, so somehow they went and they looked at the playback. So they went. That's what I told them. I mean, well, I actually created mind thinking like, it wasn't like they were like, oh, you're Einstein. Like, it was like, everybody was like, yeah, let's go to playback. So, like, we all just thought about it at the same time. So they kept me kind of like stared at while they went to look at the playback. They looked at the playback and they saw it come off. And guess who was nowhere around it when it came off? Me! So it was like, okay, bro, yeah, probably. And then they went and look for it. They couldn't find it. So, yeah. So somebody else got it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nothing to do with it, because when it came off, I was nowhere there. But it was kind of tense. It was a tense moment. But we kind of cleaned it up. Everybody shook it off, and it was cool. It was really, really cool. So anyway, man, it was a great job, man. Working with Goody Mob and being an ATLian, it was just like surreal, man. Like, a lot of my credits, a lot of my highlights, a lot of my show, it's gonna amaze you. Each show is you're gonna get it. It's gonna be celebrities, it's gonna be rappers, ball players. Like, I've done it all in my 25 years, and this show is to show you that. So yeah, man, working in Nokia Center with Goody Mob on that NBA promo job, man, with CeeLo, and just seeing them do they thing was just one of the most. It was just a proud moment. And you know, everything I speak, check my receipts, because, man, all this is going to be on the gram, the tube, the talk. You're going to see the pics, all that, because that's what we do here. That's how I'm crushing 2023. That's why the Mr. Real podcast is going to be bigger, better, is bigger and better than everybody because I'm coming with real. I'm coming with all real. Mr. Real to Real Podcast 2023. I'm coming spring cleaning. I'm summer smashing. I'm doing all that, man. I'm taking this. I'm taking the crown. Not playing with y'all at all. Dead ass serious. Taking this crown, man. So, yeah, man, that was the first job, man. We did that with Goody M-O-M-O-B, man. Shout out to Goody M-O-B. Shout out the whole fam, man. I love y'all, bro. Straight up. Shout out to my man, Brandon, again. Speaking of Brandon, let's just segue into the next project. So, next project in March on this show. So, I looked on LA Casting, and I saw a job for a film that fit me, and I submitted. So, they booked me, and when I get the set, the show, this project was incredible. I love things that touch my heart, and God puts me in places that's amazing. So, Jacquon DeLeon, what's up, bro? Holla at your boy. Doing things, bro. Thank you for putting me in your project. So he casted me as like actually I was supposed to have been one of the bullets, but I was too big for the actual the outfits they had, cuz it was like an indie and they had like a shoestring budget. And but it was cool, and I ended up playing like one of the gang dudes and stuff. They gave me some love. You're going to be able to check out the Nameless. I'm going to have the trailer on my YouTube channel, or you'll be able to find it. We'll definitely have it in the footnotes for episode 4. On the Mr. Real to Real podcast with Mike Hell Stevens, we keep it so real that each episode that we speak on has a show title. And that show title is you're gonna be able to find everything I'm talking about on each show under that title. So you'll be able to see all this. So yeah, he did the project Nameless, and I played one of the homies. But here's what's interesting about that project. My man Jacquon DeLeon, he actually graduated from Temple, and he had he graduated with psychology because he broke down Nameless to me. So Nameless is a film about six bullets, and these six bullets are inside the gun, but these six bullets represent the mentalities in society of people in society. So like, there's one bullet that just like wants to just get out and kill. And then, you know, there's one bullet that it's just all these bullets. But here's what caught my attention about these bullets. He said two of the bullets, because it's the mentality of society, are people that turn the cheek and people that don't say nothing. And I was like, wow. Because one of my favorite shows is What Would You Do? And I love seeing people on hidden camera shows get busted. And it's like, what would you really do? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, That's just amazing to me that people that don't say nothing and turn the other cheek, they do more harm by not speaking on stuff and not standing up. So it's just ill with that. So when he broke down the movie to me, Nameless, I was really fascinated by that, because I'm fascinated by human people. That's why I like to commute. You know, I like to just walk. I like to just get out and just, I like people. I like the universe. I like birds. I like bees. I like the wind, the sun, you know, the rain, all that. It's all elements of the universe. And we have to live by universal law and live by universal code. And that's what I'm actually leading into right now. Getting my shit together, because it's 2023 and you got to do the right thing. So anyway, so Nameless was just an ill project, and to be on set with him shooting that was just incredible. And then and on set while we were shooting Nameless, yo, he had your man Q from The Blind Side. He was in it, Q. So I got to meet Q from The Blind Side, and I was cool. I was like, yo, because I really liked the movie The Blind Side, because Sandra Bullock is my type of chick. You know, I'm from New York, so I like the Roseanne Barrs. You know, I like the Dolly Partons. I like the Sandra Bullocks. You know what I'm saying? I just like those types of female. I like tough chicks, man. You know, always like tough chicks my whole life. And Sandra Bullock is definitely somebody that's official. So when I watched The Blind Side, I really enjoyed that film. Like, I watched it from beginning to end. I watched it frame to frame, word for word, line for line. Like, I really enjoyed that film. So meeting Q was cool. It was cool. He was dope. He was official. I can't give the stamp a real because after the project we was on social media together, and something popped off on social media, and I don't know, he came off kind of corny, and I don't know, I wasn't a pre, because social media to me is just like real life, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't take it as that. So anyway, it was like, we just, something happened with that. But on set, he was dope. He was cool. You know, he was, everything was 100. Like, we ain't had no problems. And I really enjoyed working with him. He was, like I said, he was definitely cool. But I can't just, I'm only giving stamps that's all the way official. On my podcast, if I give you the stamp of real or real, then you real or real. And like I said, it's just what it is. But nah, he was cool on set. It was a cool cast. It was my man. I can't remember my man's name. The Spanish dude, Poppy. He was official. He's from New York. Like, working on that project was just, it was dope. So Nameless would definitely come up. Brandon was on that. My man B Fobbs. He's official. Love him to death. He's just, like I said, he's just cool, man. And yeah, man, that was definitely a good short. And you guys are gonna like it. So, yeah, man, that was going down. So we are gonna continue on. And now we're gonna lean into, let's talk about the Phillips Arena renovation. Because remember, there's a balance of my show to give you my blue collar hardworking from 725 an hour to 2250. And this is when I was at the Phillips Arena. So I went from, you know, the temp agency staff zone at East Point. It started at 725 an hour, and it gradually went up and went up and went up, and I ended up averaging like $10-$12 a ticket. That's what you do when you go to the temp agency, you get a ticket. So the rate would be like $10-$12 an hour after I struggled with the 725s for a minute. But I had to do what I had to do to get that legit paper. So I'm always constantly talking about that side of me. So we're gonna get into that, because it's not about Hollywood. Yeah, it's about Hollywood, and I've done well in Hollywood, but at the same time, it's not really all about Hollywood. It's just about hard work, and people need to realize that construction business is great, because this show is geared to people that are at risk. It's geared to people that are like myself, and it's also geared to people that just want to get paper. So yeah, construction business, any type of trade, you can get paid. It's just great money. It's really, really great money. So, yeah. So anyway, I'm at the, so now we're at the Turner, working for Turner. They're giving me a nice rate. I'm at $17.50, and I'm at the Phillips Arena. Now, I'm not too familiar with the Phillips Arena, because I hadn't gone there too much for any I hadn't actually never been there. I can't remember going there. I remember everything that happened in my life. So I've never been there. I've been in Atlanta crazy times, mad times. Like, I lived in Atlanta, like, so, but I never went to the Phillips Arena for any type of concert or any type of thing. So I never, but just being in there, it was amazing. So now, when I was there at this time in this month of March, I was looking at the McDonald's All-American game. Yeah, it was like, that was the last project. No, it was, okay, so in March we had the McDonald's All-American game. I remember seeing that, and meeting the people from the McDonald's All-American game. And then right after that, it was Pink. Pink had a concert, and then we shut the arena down. And it was all about us. So, yeah, it was at the McDonald's. But just being in the arena and being a part of an arena renovation, which was the second biggest arena renovation in U.S. history, that was insane. So the Phillips Arena renovation, for those of you that didn't tune in to my pilot or, you know, going to any episode prior to this one, because some people just might jump in episode 4. But yeah, Phillips Arena renovation that I worked on was the second biggest arena renovation in U.S. history. That's why I took it dead serious. I was at work every day, an hour early, crushing it, doing everything, getting my rep. I was leaving work at, this is how dedicated I was to just show and prove. Because see, when you're on a construction site, you're working with a lot of ex-military people. You're working with people that went to college for construction. So you're working around people that's really like official. And the one thing they look at you when you don't have no credentials or you don't really in the bin, they kind of look at you like you have to really earn their respect. And one way earning their respect is showing up to work on time. That's one way. One way is showing up on time. One way. Or showing up early. That's one way. The second way is having your clothes clean. Like, they look at that. Like, y'all be coming to work in all types of fields, like, with dirty clothes. Like, you can't do that. Like, they peep in all that. It shows a lot about your morals and you know, values. And then thirdly, they look at who showers and before work. Like, you got to be clean. Like, they look at a lot of stuff. And also, the main one, you have to be well-rested. Just because you show up to work on time and you do, and you, but you burnt out in 2 hours or 3 hours and you taking like breaks and you sleeping, they got to come wake you up. It's not a good look. So I took the arena renovation job dead serious. I would leave work literally and go home, have dinner, watch the news, watch the world news, watch that show that I used to be a part of, you know, the one with the three letters. But when I called them to tell them about my podcast and to bring me on the show, they didn't holler, so I haven't watched them since, and I refuse to give them a plug. But, yeah, I used to watch that show in the evening because I was in Atlanta, and it comes on at 7 in the evening, and I would literally go to sleep by 8 p.m. I'd be up by 4 a.m., be out the door, be to work early, and I would always do that. I did that, like, around the clock because I wanted to show myself, I wanted to show them, like, yeah, even though I'm urban and even though I represent the homeboy and all that, but guess what? I'm here and I'm ready to rock. So that's one of the things that I really, really took pride in. And that's why I got hired by another company working there. But we're going to get into that later because that's too sudden. But yeah, I ended up moving from Turner at $17.50 an hour to another company called ISEC, making $22.50 an hour. And the one thing it was, because the boss, he was a Marine, and he used to see me come early every day because they started earlier than us. And he'd see me, he knew what time we started, and he would just be like, wow, this dude's here early. Like, so he ended up stepping to my boss, and he ended up buying me out. So, yeah, it was real. So anyway, man, at this month, it was just really good to be in that arena and just to see, you know, everything going on in there, man, was amazing. And to see the transformation start and to be a part of coming to the meetings and working for a company like Turner, because it's crazy because I remember watching, like, because I'm the kind of guy that's frugal. So I remember not having cable, and I had like that free antenna that you buy from like anywhere. You can buy it from Walmart. You can plug it in. It gives you like 100 channels. You know what I'm saying? So when I had my apartment in Atlanta, I had the digital TV, and I'd be on my computer. So I really don't, you know, I really don't care about all that stuff. So anyway, I was working, and I remember watching television late at night, and I remember seeing this skyscraper they were building in like Dubai or something, like, and it was an old episode. It was old. You could tell by their gear and stuff. It was like probably like the 80s or going into the 90s or so. It could have been early 90s. Anyway, it was run by Turner. So I remember just seeing that, like, oh, Turner, okay, Turner, yeah, Turner. So it was like, you know, just remember because the hats were like, duh, like Turner, like you can't miss it. And let me give you a untold story. Ding, 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 ding. There we go. Segment untold story. So here's an untold story. Turner. So when I graduated from Construction Ready, everybody, Construction Ready is Arthur Blank's program that is in Atlanta, and it's for construction. And they teach you construction in a boot camp format in a work class, like a classroom, you know, workshop. And also she'll put you in real-time positions where you actually – do things with, you know, drills, and they just teach you construction, period. It's Construction Ready. So when you graduate, you put your name in to the companies that you want to work for. They have different companies that come and interview. They have a whole thing they lay out where you set up your station, people come to your table, they sit down and talk to you, they look at your grades, they look at, you know, it's really a good program. And you get hired by a company. Well, you pick the company that you want to work for, and then the company picks you, but you don't know. So there's something called a match made in heaven that they call. That's when the company wants you, and you want the company. So, Mr. Real to Real, once again, stars lining up. I picked Turner. Turner picked me, but you don't find out who you get until graduation. So when you go up to the podium and they give you your paperwork and your envelope, you open it up and you're like, I'm going to Disneyland or I'm going to Disney World. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so I get my envelope, open it up, and it's like, you're working for Turner. And I'm like, Turner? So, untold story. T. Turner, what's up, bro? Rest in peace, John Turner, and rest in peace, John Turner Sr. T. Turner is the son of John Turner Jr., and he is the grandson of John Turner Sr., which is his grandfather and his father. So I'm stronger now. I'm not going to do it right now on the Mr. Really Real podcast because I've grown stronger. But yeah, man. So when I was a teenager, to stop me in a bad neighborhood of Roosevelt, Long Island, which was starting to get taken over by drugs, and Mr. Turner Sr., John Jr.'s dad, which is Terrence Turner's father and grandfather, they just refused to see me going to the streets. So Mr. Turner, he gave me a job. I remember working with them, picking up rocks, throwing them inside the dumpster. But I was smart because he had laid out different things for us to use. There was a sledgehammer there to use. We were like teenagers, like 13, 14. So he was smart enough to leave out stuff. So I was smart enough to break the rocks up, the ones that was too big to throw them in the dumpster that I can handle. So he would notice how it would work. And I would sweep up everything. So Mr. Turner was he showed me construction at an early age. I didn't even know it. Because he had Turner Construction. That was his thing. He had the stickers, the thing you could pull off, you know, the ones that you can stick on and pull off. He had Turner Construction. He had equipment. He had vehicles. Like, it was a real construction company. And he lived on my block. So when I got old enough, because some of the dudes was, like, trying to pick up the big rock, I'm like, nah, it's too big. It's too heavy. So I would break them up. So I was smart enough. He just saw it in me a lot. And he helped me a lot. And he actually offered me to work as a teenager, but the streets got me. But he did offer me a chance to get away. So when they said I'm working for Turner, all that hit me at once. Man, I cried at that podium. Man, I was sobbing. It was just a surreal moment, man, to be able to work for Turner Construction and to be helped by Turner when I was younger. Like, John Turner was just like, it just blew me away. And I cried like a baby at that podium. I mean, man, I couldn't get it together. Like, I cracked up. And it also was because I had graduated. I never graduated from nothing. Like, I never graduated. Like, I'm a seventh, eighth grade dropout. Like, I didn't make it from the seventh to the eighth, and I just dropped out. Like, I was like, nah, I ain't doing this. Like, plus, I was hustling. I was doing too much. So I never graduated. Like, I got my GED in prison, but I got it by the skin of my teeth. Like, I passed math, like, by the skin. Like, the lady showed me. She was like, the way the GED works, they show you how you pass the essay part. I just passed my GED, like, by the skin of my teeth, literally. So I never graduated from nothing. And to be able to graduate, man, was just like, it touched me. That's my first time graduating, like, because I've been living my life just doing too much, man. So, yeah, man. So that Turner Construction, man, was just dope, man. And working at the arena at this time was dope. It was like the beginning. We were in phase one, and the arena renovation was going. It was going perfect, and I really miss it. And I really, really enjoyed it. And it was a great, great introduction to like construction. And when we get into April, we're gonna get more into the arena renovation job, because it's gonna go through the rest of phase one. It's gonna go through the rest of phase two, and we're gonna go to phase three. I worked all three phases. I worked the arena renovation from the time we shut it down to the time we opened it up. I was there, baby. I was there for the punch list. For those of you that don't know, the punch list is when a construction job is complete, you use the punch list and you go back and just do all the cosmetic stuff. So it's like you don't have to wear like all your, you know, you got to wear your stuff, but it's kind of like it's just a great part of construction is the punch list. And yeah, man. So that arena renovation job, second biggest arena renovation in U.S. history, was the Phillips Arena to State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. The one before that was bigger, was MSG. That was the biggest one, MSG. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, 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 man. So right now, this is bringing back a lot of memories because, you know, this show is reflecting through my life. I mean, I've really been excited about my career since I got in the game in 97, 98. And I've always admired it, and I've always been proud of it. But now that I'm doing this weekly show, this podcast, I'm basically highlighting it. And now I'm really seeing with a different set of eyes and a different time. It's just amazing to me right now. And those of you that know, that's tuned in, episodes sooner, pilot, all that, it's like I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be on this microphone. Yes, life can change in a matter of one incident, 1 second, and I'm not supposed to be here. And that's just the bottom line. Somebody's supposed to be telling my story right now. So that's why I've taken life serious in a lot of different ways. And even like recently, like life is coming. This is a divine year for me. It's a total divine year for me, you know, to be living like right now with these seven swirling around. I want to get my life on, you know what I'm saying, a track. And this show is helping me. And y'all helping me, and I'm helping myself, and the universe is just everything is beautiful right now. But yeah, it brings back some memories because my documentary was in full effect in March, and I had, you know, I had this footage inside of my hand, and I had it on this drive, and I'm just trying to get this film done, and it's just like, man, this is just bringing back a lot of memories because this is a film about a documentary, autobiodoc, about a 4-time felon. That turns an open call into a career. And I'm trying to get people to come on board production-wise with post-production to help me edit it. And I'm like, y'all putting out stuff that's putting people in jail. Like, I'm trying to get them out and keep them out, and I'm trying to not let them go in. And y'all, like, won't assist this project? Like, come on, man. It was just because it was mine. It wasn't about the project. It was just because it was mine. And people just have a weird way because, like I said, I've been in this business for a long, and if I'm seeing you put out basically poison, because if you kicking that Bernie and you kicking that, you know, because a lot of people in this industry, I sit and watch them and I listen to what they say and all that, and I'm like, if you kicking all this equality, but then you out here burning people on films and you doing like, and you ain't helping the cause and putting out stuff that's gonna really do something, then you just not part of the solution. And if you're not part of the solution, then I don't really rock with you. So at this time, I was running around with my hard drive trying to get this film cut. So anyway, it just brings back a lot of memories. So yeah, man, my documentary was going on right now, and you can check it out. It's on my YouTube channel, and we're gonna actually have it in the footnotes on every episode, everything I'm talking about, so you'll be able to see it. But man, I'm gonna get into something that's an untold story that's gonna make you happy. So on March 27th, your man did a show in Richmond, Virginia on Saturday, March 27th. And it was with one of the all-time mighty legends, hip-hop legends from the South, my man, Project Pat. Shout out Project Pat right now. My man, Project Pat was official. He was official, man. I had a lot of fun. I want to shout out Rita Ree. I want to shout out VA Tech. They on that 101. That's the radio station that's in VA. My man VA Tech again, Rita Ree, you know, shouting them out. That was my connect to get to that. I performed Project Pat. He was in the house. He actually performed. It was really, 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 really dope. And to meet him was like, It was cool. I mean, we had a chance to kick it. We went out to eat. You know, we were just actually building. And it was just really, 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 really cool, man. Like, Pat was official. But you know, on the Mr. Real, Real show, we got to keep it all the way real. Ooh, we got to keep it real. Untold story. So I'm hanging with Pat. We chilling. Everything is good. Everything is all good. We done kicked it. We done been hanging for a minute. We done rocked the show. Everything is good. I think it's the day after. Yeah, I think it's the day after because we did the show on a Friday night. I think we did something on a Saturday. It was something else going on that Saturday. So anyway, we just hanging out. And, you know, I'm getting ready to twist up. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, bro, you bugging. He's like, yo, I can't be around none of that right now because this is like back Pat. Like, he's like, yo, bro, you violated just now. He's like, man, you can't have that around me like that. He's like, bro, like, nah, we in VA.
I got paper, bro. You wildin'. Like, you, yo, Pat about to smack fire out of me. Like, I'm like, I got this Cali, like, yo, yo, yo. And he's like, oh, no, 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 no. He's like, bro.
Yo, it went from fun to, I ain't gonna say fear, but yo, Pat was hot. He was like, bro, bro. Your boy Project Pat is official. He went goon goon on me like, yo, bro, you can't vibe. You can't get into my whip. Because he had the customized, like, it was like, it was this state-of-the-art, like, top-notch, bulletproof van type shit. It was dope. It was like a little, it was just dope. And I remember he had his goon. He had his man. I just remember, like, pulling out, like, yeah, and anyway, and just kicking it, like, yeah, this and that. I want to rap in, just kicking it. I'm like, yeah, this shit right here is official. Like, I'm about to, he's like, oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, man, that it went. He was, like, out the car. I don't know where we was at. I can't remember how it happened. I think that, I think Rita was behind us in the Benz. I know, I can't remember, because it was Track the Kid was with us. Rita, I can't remember how it happened or if he called Rita and was like, yo, get him. I don't know how, but I got transferred from another vehicle. I got transferred from the, I was riding the limo to the Nissan. No, I'll just play because Rita got, she got the big body Benz. Rita Ree, man. Richmond VA. Shout out Rita Ree, Richmond VA, man. She know what it is, man. Everybody know Rita, man. So, yeah, she's official in those parts. And she was the promoter, actually, for the actual show. So, yeah, man, shout out Rita and shout out my man VA Tech. And shout out, you know, also, man, the radio station The Beat, man. Your boy was actually on like the radio. I had a drop for the afternoon mix for DJ RJ. Shout out RJ, man. Richmond, Virginia, man. Your man had a drop on the radio that used to come on before the afternoon mix. Yeah, and it was actually, it was heavily requested. It was heavily requested. You know what I'm saying? Because people used to, I used to meet people from VA, and they used to tell me when I tell them this the spot, they're like, "Oh, that's you, that's you. I know that, that's you." I was like, "Yeah, the afternoon mix." Well, you know, RJ, they be like, "Yo, that's crazy," and I'm like, "Yeah." So, but when it first happened, when I used to call the station and talk, I had a few connections with people. You know how you lose phones over the years and numbers change and phones change and you don't sync shit and whatever, phones die. But I had to connect to the station. I used to call up there to check on. They said, "Yo, this the drop is doing good. People actually request that drop." And yeah, it was me, because like, the wordplay is sick. And all my flows, I remember like a lot of them. And I remember, and this is on the radio. So basically, when you hit an afternoon mix, it says, "Turn it up, Central VA. This ain't RJ, it's Sir RJ. Show up the Bishop Don Juan way. Richmond VA's rawest DJ. NBA sneaks to NFL cleats. 106.5 The Beat. GRTC to your caddy. Beauty salons the barbershops. The flavor squad will never be stopped. Thugs the preps. Cappers the Q's. G's in red and blue. Hillside the West End. Nikes, Pumps, and Tims. Blackwell to Highland Springs. Everybody better sling. Tracks, scripts, and everything in between. What was it? Shout out to D'Angelo and Michael Vick. Shout out to RJ 106.5 to G Baby. Yeah, shout out to NBA sneakers. NBA's chicks to sneaks. NBA sneaks to it was raw. So anyway, shout out 106.5 to Beat. Shout out Richmond VA. Shout out Project Pat. Shout out my man VA Tech. Shout out Rita Ree. Shout out the whole DMV. Holla at your boy, man. It's all real this way. All right, man. So we marring down episode 4. So you know we got to get into some check stubs, because I always keep them check stubs for y'all to keep y'all inspired out there and to keep y'all working, no matter if it's in industry checks, no matter if it's, you know, if it's actually, no matter what kind of check it is. But you know what I got to actually get into, because I'm going through my check stubs. Now I'm going into the check stubs, and I just found the job that I have to tell y'all about. So, again, on LA Casting, looking for work. That's what you got to do, y'all. If you want to be an actor in this game, you got to be on LA Casting and Actors Access around the clock. I used to be on it every hour. I call Central Casting's hotline every 30 minutes, every hour, just kept calling. Like, y'all be on the line just because if you got time to be on the gram, you got time to be on the book, you got time to be on the talk, and you got time to hustle. And some of y'all to be on the gram, the tube, and the talk, yo, some of y'all need to clean up your house. You need to do a lot of other stuff besides being on, for real, because I don't even be, now I'm on social media because of the podcast. But before this, man, I'm Facebook 14 years strong. Like, I don't do nothing. Like, to me, I feel like if you're to a certain age and you on Instagram, you should be getting money on there. Like, if you ain't getting a check to be on there, I feel like you just slipping. For real, like, if you ain't getting no dough, it's like, come on, man, you playing right now. So anyway, let me tell y'all about this job. So I ended up working for the Scientology people. Yo, I was like, and let me keep it real with y'all. Those females from the Scientology are very attractive. They're very attractive. God, they look so crystal clean. They're just like, when I see them in Hollywood and I see them in certain places riding their mopeds and, you know, having their white shirts on with their blouses and, you know, they just look pretty. Like, and then when I actually see them, but let me tell you what I do when I walk by. They don't try to stop me and hustle me. They do people, I'll be kind of offended. Like, why you ain't trying to stop me? And it's like, what's up with that? Like, I'll be seeing them from a distance and they be messing with everybody. They see me coming like, nah, we cool. And you know who I be getting like that in LA? The Jehovah's Witnesses, because the Jehovah's Witnesses in Los Angeles are different than the ones on the East Coast. The ones on the East Coast is going to step to everybody. They're going to try to do their thing. The ones out here in Los Angeles, you're very judgmental. When you see me coming, you don't try to sell me nothing. You just be like, let them go ahead. And I'll be like, yo, that's fire. And then I turn around. I'm like, yo, I'm from the truth. My grandmother was in the truth. I used to be in field service. And they're like, I'm sorry, brother. I'm like, no, you ain't. And it's just a moment that we have. But anyway, shout out to the Jehovah's Witnesses that try to holler at everybody. So, yeah, man, I work for the Scientology. So I was actually a lead in their project. And I'm looking at the check stub right now. Golden Time Casting was who the job was under. And this check stub is from 3/29/16. So we're looking at Golden Time Casting, Inc., check stub from 2016 for $500, and that is because I worked on the project for them, and I never got the project. But the project was, guess what it was, everybody? A little, nice little kid walking to school, minding his business, happily walking down the alley, just going with his buddies to school, and who is there? The big bad wolf. Yeah, me. So I'm like, hey, come here, kid. And I'm trying to, you know, hustle him. And then one of the guys in my crew was like, hey, man, leave him alone. What you mean, leave him alone? So I had to snatch him up. Like, man, this is my world. I had to show him what's up. So I was the big bad guy in the neighborhood. They actually did a few takes of me running the neighborhood and being a menace. And then they had the one where they took me down and the whole neighborhood was clapping like, yay, he's out of here. Yay, he's gone. Yay. But it was a good, and let me tell you what was dope about that job. Working, and let me tell you, yo, D, you're gonna love this, cause you're a director. Yo, my man Dion, the director behind the boards, he just makes sure everything is on point. Yo, D, you're gonna love this one. So check it out. We were shooting by Alvarado and Wilshire. Yeah, we shooting in this little alley, right? So we on Alvarado and Wilshire. Y'all that's not from LA, Google Alvarado and Wilshire. Alvarado and Wilshire. So anyway, Google Alvarado and Wilshire. You're gonna love it. And we were shooting in that neighborhood inside of an alleyway, like a little neighborhood. They had like a little block. So now check out what happens, D. So some police activity popped off in the neighborhood. So in the middle of our shoot, the ghetto bird was up. So the production got the illest. They got a ghetto bird. They was able to go up on the shot. They were telling me to stand in front of it. They had the camera up. It was crazy. So then they changed the scene to my arrest scene. Like, no, get him now. Like, get him, like, arrested. Like, they was like, no, put him in the, like, it was like, they changed the scene, what we was doing, because they had the ghetto bird up. So it was good. But let me tell you what else was dope. So I seen these honeys, you know, the ones that like the G's, you know, the ones that be like, what up? So all of a sudden, I hear somebody yell out, that's him. That's him. That's him. And the girl's like, what, girl, what? That's the one from G's the Gents. That's him, girl. I ain't never gonna forget him. So and now in that area, there's a lot of females that, you know, are trying to get their lives back together for whatever reason. I don't know. It could be because of they had the wrong relationship and it took them down the wrong path, or they may could have, you know, dealt with some things that, you know, I don't know. But I don't judge. Nobody's here to judge. You don't know nobody's story. But anyway, that area is for those kind of people. So those kind of people, she was like, that's him. So they all knew me. I signed some autographs. You know, that's me from G's the Gents. You know, blah, blah, blah. Here's my YouTube channel. Check it out. So everything went down. But that was a dope job. Shout out to Science Scientology. I got nothing but love for y'all. Okay, let's go to this next check stub. The next check stub before we end this show so I can give you inspiration. We have a check stub from March. Okay. And this check stub is from March 31st, 2017. And how much did I make on this? Okay, I only worked. What? Oh, this is a bonus check. Okay, so this check right here is a check they gave me, a free 5-hour check, and it was okay. Look at this. So they gave me a 5-hour check. Why would they give me a 5-hour check? Oh, you know what it was? It was because of transportation. Okay, shout out to Staff Zone. Thank you for this check for $36.25. I appreciate you. And, it was for, there it is. Yep. Okay. Thank you. Staff Zone. Word. So that was, yes, the Staff Zone was really a good job, man. I used to love getting up in the morning, walking to the train, and going to Staff Zone. It was official. Okay, we have a next check stub. And this check stub right here is from... This is from Turner Construction. Ooh, okay. Which one is this? So this check stub covers, this is when I was in training. So they gave me a 3-hour check for $15 an hour. Ended up being $45. This is for the training that I had to go to. And that was a training. I remember that. Yeah, Turner Construction. What up, y'all? Thank you so much. Yep, this is for the training. We also have Admit One to Paramount Pictures. What day is this? Valid for March 25th. Mikel Stevens, please proceed to building 213. This is when I went for an audition. Susan is expecting you. I don't want to drop the last name, but yeah, she's expecting me. There it is. Okay, what we have here? A check from Nike. What we have? $551. And that is just for my reusage. So they sent me a check. So when you do a commercial, everybody... And when they when you have a new when they run it again, when you have a new they give you a check for $551 each time they reuse it. So yeah, man, it's like so this one right here actually is a lift. It says usage type lift. Okay. They just be coming, man. Them checks be coming from just so many different places lifted from. So this is a lifted check. Man. So everybody, we are narrowing down to this episode 4. So, again, I have no other way but to end this episode with truth and with honor and with respect. Everybody out there, Mr. Real to Real, a.k.a. Mikel Stevens, has lived a full life, and he has a lot of regrets and a lot of things that I'm proud of, a lot of things I'm not proud of, you know, and I'm growing. This is the year of me growing as coming into the biggest flex that I can tell y'all right now is keeping it 100. That's what I can tell you. Keep it 100 because you don't keep it 100, it puts you in some ugly positions. And a lot of people know episode 3. Like I said, I dug into my personal life and I spoke on me personally. And I have to do that. Like, how can I be your podcaster and how can I be in your life and I don't keep it 100? So I know everybody's like, ooh. And again, this is a year that I am living my divine life. I'm 52, 5 plus 2 is 7, it's 2023, that's 7. It's so many sevens, this is dropping around everywhere. So the biggest flex right now is keeping it real and dealing with being honest and being true and dealing with being sincere, dealing with empathy. I can only dig into please people. The biggest flex right now is to keep it 100. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're doing. And people don't realize that there's people in my life that has been there for me. There's people in my life that have hurt me. There's people in my life that have supported me. There's people in my life that have not supported me. And everybody in life is able to show their hand in life, meaning here's who I am, and here's how I get down, and here's what I represent. And you have to be held accountable for what you do and for what you don't do. And there's also a cause and effect in life, and you have to be able to respect that. There's universal law and there's moral law, and you have to be held accountable, and you have to deal with accountability for what you do and for what you don't do. And that's something that I am going to do now, because I have to be held accountable for every single solitary thing I do. And I have to be honest and pure, and I have to move in a way that will allow my life to be free and truthful and honest. And we all have flaws. We all have things that we can all work on. And right now, it's about being real, just like this podcast. The Mr. Real to Real podcast is the realest podcast of 2023, because I'm bringing you the realest stories. I am bringing you the realest untold stories. I'm bringing you the truth, and I'm giving you 25 years of me grinding and hustling, no matter which way, because each week you're going to learn. It's going to change. I might be casting something. I mean, man, I have done so much, man. But back to staying on track, what I was building on. On episode three, I came real and I came honest and I exposed my personal life. And I'm telling you that doing that, being confronted with having to be honest and true and having to face what is what we are here to do, which is love each other and which is respect each other and which is grind and hustle and please, empathy. And they would be empathetic in all those facets. And I'm trying to tell you, life will work out best. So I'm here to be better. I'm here to learn. I'm here to change. I'm here for the best. And I'm telling you, this is the year. This is the year for all of us to come together. It's truth right now. And that's the only thing that's going to lead us to the next level, is being real, being honest, and being truthful. And that's what I'm going to do on the Mr. Real to Real show. And that's what I'm going to do in my real life. So I want all y'all to do that. Stay on point. Remember, street smarts. The street smarts right now are really, really in. You have to keep your head on a swivel. What's really going on right now, man, check in with y'all people. And let them know, check in with y'all people for real. Let them know about these scams going on with people sending emails and they trying to get you to respond with your account information. They calling you with the overcharging. Like, check on y'all people, man. Stay on your aunts. Stay on your mamas. Just stay on top of everybody, man. Stay on top of everybody, because it's time for us to stop being victim to all this nonsense out here. Keep your head on a swivel. Stay focused, stay positive. That's what we're doing over here, the Mr. Real to Real show. We keep keeping it all the way real, all the way positive. I love everybody. Keep tuning in. April is full of explosive projects. So stay tuned. Happy spring, summer cleaning. Let's go. I love you. Love yourself. Keep it real to real. Holla. Peace and love. Ha 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 ha. Did you like that? You like the last episode? Well, if you liked the last episode, this next one is going to really, really, really take it to a whole nother level. Let's go. Mr. Real to Real Podcast with Mykel Stephens. 2023 Takeover. Spring Cleaning. Summer Smash.